are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Ben Stevens, along with my co-host today for the second Friday in a row. It is Matt. He is the co-host of Locked On Spartans. Our other man, Will, with only one L, Hunter, is on daddy duty once again. We wish him the best in his changing of diapers, in his feeding of formula, whatever he is doing. It is Friday, and this entire episode, Matt, will be filled with hot, hot, spicy, juicy takes. But first, we must start with the hottest breaking news in all of the Big Ten this week. Rondale Moore of Purdue, the 2018 Big Ten Freshman of the Year, is coming back to West Lafayette. He will opt in for the 2020 football season. That just coming down the wire moments ago here on this Thursday afternoon as we are recording.
That's awesome. The best part about that, Purdue is not on the crossover games for MSU schedule, but no, and a real note, that is awesome for the Big Ten because Purdue is electric whenever he is on the field. Like, he's probably the one player that means the most to his team, right? Am I starting off the hot take segment really there? I don't feel like that's really a hot take. That's just canon at this point, right?
Oh, I agree. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Again, the 2018 Big Ten Freshman of the Year sadly only played four games last year in 2019 due to injury. But even in the two of his first four games last year, over 100 receiving yards, over 200 in the second game against Vandy. He went for 220 through the air and a touchdown. And let's read the stats from 2018, all right? Nearly 1,500 total yards, 14 total touchdowns, and everybody remembers him for the game against the Ohio State University, the upset in West Lafayette, 12 catches, 170 yards, two touchdowns. Rondale Moore is that dude. Never forget, and now we get to see him again. It's spectacular.
I only play what would that be, about 16, 17 games and make the all Big Ten decade team? Like, I know that's some inane, like, not really a statistical thing, but he's electric. He's got a handful of games, and he's good enough to be amongst the best already in the decade. Like, yeah, it's awesome to hear that he's coming back because I didn't think he was. It wasn't on my radar. I was like, yeah, dude, go get ready for the NFL. Go get your money. But, whoo, that's exciting. Jeff Brohm and company.
Oh, shout out to Jeff Brohm. And again, anytime I reference Jeff Brohm on this podcast, go watch the XFL video.
Absolutely.
This is football, isn't it? All right, let's go. Anyway, he's got to be ecstatic. I'm ecstatic as a Big Ten fan. Rondale Moore was able to opt back in, at least it seemed, because the path was clear. He did not sign with an agent when he opted out, saying he was preparing for the 2020 season. Mm-hmm. That still leads us to the question, will we have Rashad Bateman back, the stud wide receiver from Minnesota? Yeah. He has signed with an agent. Will we have Micah Parsons back, one of the best defensive players in the entire country from Penn State? He has also signed with an agent. Again, we stand here on the stump and we say NCAA, it's been the weirdest year in the history of weird years. If they want to come back, let them come back and let them play some Big Ten football.
Sure, I'm totally on board with that. Like, what else are they supposed to do? Like, they were told, like, well, it's going to be spring at the earliest, and all of a sudden, like, ha-ha, October's part of the spring now, suckers. Everyone get back. Like, yeah, you can make an exception for this. You just have to, I feel like. It'd be so cruel to not be like, oh, you're starting with an agent? Sorry, chief. Go get ready for the combine in however many months or weeks, whatever it is. So, yeah.
I love that idea, by the way, too, that you said October's part of the spring now. It's like the Big Ten's not even playing a fall football season. They just really moved up the spring season.
Yeah, it's all ambiguous. Whatever.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So, as we mentioned, this will be a show chock full of hot takes. We reached out to the good people of the Big Ten community to give us their spiciest takes when they look at the 2020 Big Ten schedule, whether it be record predictions, whether it be a coach that's on the hot seat, whether it be who's going to finish where, whether it be, oh my God, this team's going to be upset by this team, whatever it will be, we will have the hottest takes for you right now. So let's start, Matt, with one of your hottest takes. If you have one locked and loaded, ready to go, give us one of your hottest takes for the 2020 Big Ten season.
So I have like three hot takes in front of me, and I'll start, you know, warm to hot to hottest. And the lukewarmest one is that Minnesota's over-under is 6.5 games, and that's considering they play all nine games. I got to go under with the Gophers this year. I know the Gophers are on the street right now. Like, what a sexy team over there in Minneapolis. Like, that is a team with a lot of hype around it. But I don't know. I think they were the beneficiaries of a pretty easy schedule last year to get to 11 wins. Like, yeah, they had to sneak by South Dakota State, Georgia Southern, Fresno. Don't get me wrong. They had 11 wins is a great year anyway to slice it, especially when you cap it off with the win against Auburn and Penn State. But that Penn State game was a home game, biggest game they've had in a decade. Yep. Like, sure, this might be stupid sports, you know, bar guy trivia, but I think there's something to that. Like, the mystique in the air, knowing that you are having a generational game at your stadium and you beat a top five or top 10, I forgot what it was, Penn State team, like, that's going to help too. But this year is tough. Now, excuse me if I'm wrong here, but I'm going to pencil in wins over Maryland, Illinois, Purdue, Northwestern, Nebraska. Okay, that's five.
Right.
The coin tosses are Michigan, Wisconsin. Let's call Iowa a coin toss for last. That's eight. You're 5-3 right there. 6-2 if you win one of those coin toss games, and then you're hoping that you beat who I presume would be the second place team or third place team in the Big Ten East coming out of that. Like, that's either be one of Indiana, best case scenario, Michigan or Penn State, or come on, you know what? It's Friday. We're feeling good. The Spartans, if they catch fire here in Mel Tucker's first year. So I think it's gonna be under 6.5 just because 7-2. That just sounds tough with that slate that they have and replacing a good chunk of their defense as well, right?
I completely agree with you. They lost a lot defensively. Antoine. I was giving him a little French flair. Antoine Winfield Jr. That was one of those moments. I've had a moment like that before. It was when I was working in Omaha, Nebraska. It was like a Saturday broadcast, and I was kind of checked out a little bit. And it was during the summer, like middle of July. And I was running Kansas City Royals highlights. That's how you know there's nothing going on when you go to their neighboring market. And the fact was Omaha had their AAA team, so we could talk about it like it was. Middle of July, early broadcast, nobody's watching. There might be three people watching the entire thing. Uh-huh. And I could not say the word debut. And my mind could not wrap around debut. Kind of like right there, I was like, why? I know that I'm saying Antoine wrong, but I can't say what it is. So I said like, debut, debut. And then I had to stop myself and be like, debut. And my first stupid game. Director at the time, it was leading into highlights, and he just never took the video. He just left me stranded up there on camera the entire time. I'm like, dude, at least throw me a bone. I like that.
Just let you sweat through it. I like that.
I'm truly sweating. I was like, oh my God, these lights have never been beaming lighter here in Omaha, Nebraska. Anyway, I like that hot take. You're right. 6.5 wins for the Gophers is tough. I think I'm high on the Gophers this year. I think they will ascend to a level that they can be a consistent competitor in the Big Ten West. But those games are still dicey. I mean, until they consistently beat Iowa, that game in week four is tough. Mm-hmm. I still take Wisconsin over the Gophers. And then Michigan to start off the year, I mean, that's you don't know exactly what you have right away. And if all the hype around Joe Milton is correct, then I mean, he might win the Heisman.
Oh, he can throw 80-yard bombs in stride. Yeah, you haven't heard. It's great. He is Cam Newton's final form. Drop back into college, Joe, with eligibility. Like, it's sensational. Yeah.
Did you hear one of the hotter takes from a certain Urban Meyer that said last year when he was at the game, he went over to Michigan's side? This was on the Fox College Football Kickoff Show when they kept us stranded waiting for the Big Ten schedule this past Saturday. He said he went over to the Michigan sideline during the pregames, and he watched a guy that he described – the only other person he's seen in college like that was Cam Newton. And, of course, he was talking about Joe Milton. So, I mean,
this is awesome.
The hot takes are already starting to boil in.
I love this. Coming great. Football's back. Let's go. I know. Great.
There's literally nothing better. And football is back. And you know what we got to do to make sure we're ready for football? We got
to
carb up.
Talk to me. How so?
A little amount of carbs, smaller amount of carbs, and a small amount of calories, but we're going to be getting our nutrients in protein and in the best tasting protein bar that you've ever had in your entire life. Of course, Matt Sheehan, I'm talking about Built Bar.
Built Bar, baby. Let's go.
The best tasting protein bar ever. It tastes like a candy bar. There is nothing better. Covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. Matt, for me, I eat them like dessert. I know they're good for you, like nutritionistly, but I just love them like dessert. So I have them at least, I don't know, 2 to 3 nights a week.
I can't knock that at all, especially with the new cookies and flavor. Like, are you kidding me? It's dessert. It's dessert time, and I'm getting jacked. I'm getting yolked during dessert, baby. It's the best.
See, it's incredible. I'm like, I'm sitting there on my couch. I'm watching whatever I'm watching, a lot of sports on right now, and I'm eating a protein bar, and I'm like, wow. This is a candy bar, but I'm getting jacked doing it. And I'm just sitting on my couch watching sports. You don't even have to be active. You don't even have to be working out, but they are great after you work out and after you are active. Speaking of being active, how was your golf trip last weekend?
Sensational. Oh, God, it couldn't have been any better. But Built Bar helped me carry it through the final round of 85, which for me is fine. That's good. We'll take it. Thanks, Built Bar. Hey, I appreciate it.
That's incredible. Pat yourself on the back. That's good stuff. Yeah. Never knock on an 80s round. There you go. Absolutely love it. And be like Matt. and go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. And you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. The Friday energy with Matt Sheehan of Locked On Spartans is always supremely high. And here we are again on the Locked On Big Ten show. I am Ben Stevens. Of course, if I say Matt Sheehan is here, Matt Sheehan is here. So here we go. We're rolling on with the hottest, spiciest takes for this Big Ten college football season. We had some great fans give us their approach, give us their opinions. We'll get to those in just a moment. Matt gave you one of his, that the under of Minnesota's win total of 6.5 will be what the Gophers are at this year. Here's my first one. I have one that's spicier than this, much spicier, and I think it's going to piss people off. But I'll go with one that's a little bit more tempered to start. And it's the fact that I think Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback for the Indiana Hoosiers, will be the second-best quarterback in the Big Ten East this year. Of course, I still give the nod to Justin Fields. But I think Michael Penix and all he can do with that incredible left arm, if he stays healthy, because he only played in half the games last year, but had a nearly perfect passer rating in those six games as a culmination. If he can stay healthy this year, I think he's a dark horse candidate for the Heisman. We've already started the Michael Penix Jr. for Heisman Club here on the Locked On Big Ten show. Myself and Asher Lowe, founding members, come my good friends, Brandon Nye, who is from Calabasas, California, but went to Indiana. He's a member as well. Matt, would you like to be a part of it?
Well, yeah, of course. I love Michael Penix. It's great. He lights up MSU, but we still won last year. So thank God. I don't know if I could be a fan after if he torches us this year again and we lose. But yeah, dude, he's electric. Absolutely.
Do you have a Rocky Lombardi for Heisman Club brewing yet?
See, I don't know if 46% passing is going to be doing it on the Heisman. He's got to do some incredible damage on the ground game if he's going to get. But no, maybe on the outside looking in. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we get Rocky to be a part of the club as well. And then, like, if all goes well for Michael Penix Jr. this year, maybe Rocky takes over as our guy next year. Who knows?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Listen, the greatest name in all of the Big Ten, really, maybe all of college football. And it's Rocky Lombardi just seems like a guy that's going to lower his shoulder and run through you every time. Like,
he's got the best hair in the Big Ten, too. Like, best name, best hair. Like, that, okay, that at least gets him in the Heisman conversation. Right. We'll get him in the green room, though, when the Heisman ceremony rolls around. It might have him, like, hold the door open. I don't know. He gets an usher job for that day.
Hey, a free trip to New York City would be pretty cool, though.
That's why not? Hey. Nothing else going on, yeah.
I think what will happen is they still do it at Radio City Music Hall, right? That's where they do it?
I'd imagine, yeah.
Something in New York. It might change this year depending on what happens. But if Michael Penix Jr. gets to New York, I think I'm going to have to, like, wait outside Radio City Music Hall and be like, Michael, it's me. I started the fan club. Do you remember?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think, like, each player only gets, like, four family members to invite this year with these unprecedented times. You're number one. Don't throw the four up. You're number one. Yeah, you are. Oh, he's ringing you before he's even getting the invitation. He's like, Ben, I got a hunch that I'm going to be getting a call to go to New York City to accept the Heisman Trophy nomination. Can you give me a lift there? And it's the rest is history. It's going to be great.
100%. I'll show them all around New York City. We'll do all the fun stuff. We'll check out the Empire State Building. We'll go see the Statue of Liberty. We'll do all the cool things that all the locals do because they do that on a regular basis. Sure. Regardless, Michael Penix Jr. will be the second best quarterback in the Big Ten East Division this year. That is my first spicy take. So, Matt, take us to your second take.
I was going to say, can I hijack your show and just give you my second take because it flows right into it?
Yeah.
Indiana doesn't beat Penn State in week one. They beat them by double digits. They beat them by double digits week one. The Indiana Hoosiers are 22. No, I'm sorry. I almost reversed this. Indiana Hoosiers are 1-22 against Penn State lifetime. Last win coming in 2013. They are the Indiana Doosiers, because they are due, baby. Let's go. They're due for a win. Woo! There's no way that pun gets me back on the show next week. That was a really bad one. But yes, Penn State looking straight in the barrel of a trap game as they have Ohio State in week two. Ooh, they are going to be overlooking these Hoosiers big time, and you best believe a healthy Michael Penix is going to have a suckers forgot about me.
Is that you see what's happening right now?
Oh, my God. This is so overwhelming.
With the baby. This is why we do live podcasting. Wow. We have right now, breaking into the Zoom chat midway through the episode, Will Hunter of Locked On Spartans, Matt's co-host, joining us.
Baby.
With the baby. Oh, my goodness. That's the hottest of the hot takes.
He didn't take so much egos. I'm crying about my idea that Indiana's going to tune up Penn State by double digits in week one. I love that. Wow. This is what we're talking about. Oh,
are we? Does the baby have a case?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh no, I'm losing them. I just wanted to come on real quick and give my hot takes.
Please, okay, go ahead. Fire away. This is your show now.
Yeah, Michigan's going undefeated. Joe Milton's winning the Heisman.
Okay, easy enough. You can't just read the Free Press headlines and come on here and read them as your takes. Come on.
I've just been reading Detroit newspapers, and that's my take.
You've upset your son. Look what we're doing here.
He knows. It's terrible.
All right, do you want to leave and call your shot for what Michigan State's record's going to be this year?
4-5.
Okay, beautiful. We'll take it. Is that a win in Big Ten Champions Week, or is that a loss to go 4-5?
That's a win.
Yeah, it is.
How about it's a loss to fifth place Wisconsin in Championship Week. That's the hot take portion of it.
And that was Wisconsin's
not going to be as good.
All right.
See you guys.
That is some of the best podcasting that's ever been done on the Locked On Big Ten show.
What a Friday show. Wow, we are all over the map here. This is great.
Oh, my God. I mean, your take about Indiana beating Penn State by so many points, I did put that game on upset alert because I think week one, if Indiana is going to make a statement, it would be that time. But, I mean, just taken over by the baby. Do you know Will's baby's name? I don't even know it.
Elias. Nice. That's a little fella.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, listen. Those are the hot takes we have right now. Okay. I will give you my hottest take. Matt will give you his on the other side of the break for segment three. And then we hear from you, the fans of the Big Ten Conference. That's coming up next. Well, Matt Sheen, it looks like we're out of a job because Will Hunter's son, Elias, is just a podcaster born through and through. He comes on here. Will texted you what? That he was quiet until Will popped on the Zoom, and then he's like, we're firing off takes. Here we go. Mm. Let me start talking.
It's take time, I see. I love that. That's big time.
Absolutely incredible. The best podcasting ever happened on the Locked On Big Ten show. It is your Friday show. It is Matt Sheehan, the co-host of Locked On Spartans with Will Hunter, who was on here for a brief amount of time, and is myself, Ben Stevens. We are giving you our hottest, spiciest takes. Matt, before we had Will kind of interrupt the Zoom, was giving you a great take that Indiana will beat Penn State week one by 2 touchdowns.
Double the
That's some spice.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to give you my spiciest, and then I think we finish with your spiciest because you have really come out of the guns just blazing right now, and that's how we need to be. So here it is.
We have to. It's Friday. Come on. Of course we have to.
I'm a little worried about this one. I'm going to be honest. I'm a little bit worried because I think there could lead to some, you know, pushback online, possibly, on the social media site we all know and love as Twitter.com. Who knows? Here it is.
Fine place. Yeah.
There is a chance, and I would say above a 70% chance, that will how I make it the spiciest take there is, that Michigan goes 3-5 this season. There it is. Oh,
keep talking to me. Keep talking.
So here we go.
Oh, you're singing to me right now.
At the Wolverine schedule, which is the hardest in the entire conference, in my opinion, it starts off on the road at Minnesota. I am high on the Gophers. I think Minnesota gets that game. This is not just me being a take artist for the takes. I actually do believe, in even my wisest Big Ten knowledge and analysis, Minnesota wins that game at home over Michigan in week one. Then you have the Spartans, a rivalry game in week two. I think that probably goes the way of the Wolverines. I apologize, Matt, but I do believe that goes to Michigan.
Beyond understandable. Yeah, that's fine.
So then you look at the four games that really make it difficult for Michigan this year. And there are four games that could be a toss-up, and one really needs to go the way of the underdog and what that game will be. But Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State are the games that I think they also lose in. Those are three losses. Wow. So right now
– I did not know they had Wisconsin, too. Oh, yeah. Yikes. Ooh, that is tough.
Yeah, incredibly. They're the only team with the two toughest crossovers from the West. I mean, it's ridiculous. Wow. So right now we have them at four losses, if you count the two losses against the two teams from the West in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and then losing to Penn State and Ohio State. That would lead – either to an upset that would not be too certain, probably with Rutgers or Maryland. But you also have that game in week three in what is a grueling first stretch on the road in Bloomington against Indiana, a team you think could possibly upset Penn State in week one. I am also high on the Hoosiers. As you know, we are part of the Michael Penix Jr. for Heisman Fan Club. There's a chance if Indiana pulls that off that Michigan is 3-5.
Yeah, you talk about being due for a win. Like, I'm trying to look it up really quick, but how long has it been since Indiana's beat Michigan? At least since, like, the 1700s, I think.
I think, yeah.
I don't think Washington traversed across the Potomac River at that point. Hold on, let's see. It is a long one.
Does Wikipedia even have this list?
Silence here. Let's see about a full games list page. But that's a lot of. Oh my God, 1987. I was far from being born at that point.
Oh my Yikes. Goodness.
I don't know how many in a row that is, but that is a lot in a row.
That's a lot.
I was keeping track at 24 wins in a row for Michigan against Indiana. Oh my heavens. Woo! Hoosiers are
for you though.
Big old Doosiers, baby. Oh my.
The Doosiers. Yeah, yeah. Keep rolling with that. That's good. Anyway, here's a history lesson for you. Indiana football heading into this year was going to look to win 8 games for the first time since the 86-87 season. 8 games in back-to-back years, I should say. And so when you look back at the 86-87 season with the 87-88 season, when they knocked off Michigan, just saying, if they're going to do it, they're not going to get 8 wins this year. That's way too many wins in an 8-game schedule. But regardless, heading into the year after going 8-5 last year, their best record since 93, things could be turning around in Bloomington.
I like
that. That is my spicy take. There is a chance Michigan goes 3-5. I'm not going to put any caveats in that right now at a later date. Right now, though, for the hot take, spicy show, Michigan could go 3-5 this year in Big Ten play.
That's absolutely sensational. That's my favorite one so far. That's the best one. I'd be so happy if that happened.
I figured you'd like that one, yeah.
Oh, the best. So, was just, you know, Minnesota under 6.5. Like, it's not the hottest take in the world. You got to take it over the other. But you know what I'm going to do for my hottest take? I'm going to do another over-under for my hottest take because I think this is 3 Mile Island spicy.
Ooh.
Your Rutgers Scarlet Knights are going over 1.5 wins this season, baby. Your Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I don't care that they lost by an average of 34 points in the Big Ten last year. I don't care that 7 of those losses last year had them scoring a touchdown or less. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights with the new, crisp, fresh Greg Schiano air in the locker room, on the field, is going to take them to at least 2 wins.
I'm blown away right now. I mean, like, listen, I was expecting heat. I don't know if I was expecting that much heat. Like, truly.
I'm looking at you on the Zoom, and your eyebrows have singed off. Like, they are gone completely. That was blew away right there.
We had Will come into the Zoom meeting unannounced with a baby crying. And that was still the craziest thing that has happened in this show, saying Rutgers will win over 1.5 games. That is 3 Mile Island spicy. So what are the 2 games they get?
So, okay, so there's a projected spread that came out. They were +4 against MSU. That's a little close for comfort. But that's not what I'm penciling in.
Okay.
MSU has been fortunate enough the last few years to end their season in the last 1 or 2 weeks against Maryland. I can firsthand tell you that there is no group of men checked out more in their entire lives than Maryland late in the season, whenever. I was one of 6 people in Spartan Stadium last year when Maryland and MSU played. Both teams would have rather been crushing rocks at a grain mill. Or gravel mill, rather, than playing a game of football. Rutgers gets Maryland at week 8. So that means Rutgers, okay, presumably still last place, gets whoever the 7th place team is out of the West. They could be walking into week 8, 0-7. There's still a live chance that they could pencil on 2 wins to end the season. You know, you're feeling nice about yourself after the Maryland win. All right, boys, let's go upset. I don't know, Northern, what have you, or whatever schmucks on the West. Who knows? I'm feeling 2 wins. I'm feeling 2 wins somewhere out there. Could it be against Illinois in week 4? Probably not, but maybe. Could it be week 6 against Purdue? I would say with Rondell Moore coming back, almost definitely not, but maybe. Rutgers Scarlet Knights, at least 2 wins. How about that for a spicy take? Woohoo! Wow.
I mean, that is the spiciest we're going to get. I don't even know if I can read off some of what our fans have sent in because I think
it's all moot points now.
I mean, let's go with one of our guys.
All right.
Is in direct competition to what you just said right there. JBM Hawkeye at Jason B. Moeller, our good friend from Iowa, saying Rutgers goes winless. Gasp. And that was, I thought that was pretty spicy at a time, but no, not anymore. Here's one that he actually liked, though. Here's one for you. Spencer Petras leads the Big Ten West in passing yards, which is actually, as I think about it, not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's hot, but doable, I guess. You know, right. I guess it's a good way to categorize it.
Because you even look at some of the names that you remember from the Big Ten West, Spencer Petras obviously taking over for Nate Stanley. You have Jack Cohn, who doesn't really do all that much for the Wisconsin offense, even if they're really successful. Yeah. I mean, you would lean Tanner Morgan from Minnesota, but he loses 2 of his best receivers, obviously, from last year. Is Adrian Martinez going to be okay for Nebraska? I mean, I guess Jack Plummer, now that he has Rondale Moore and David Bell. I don't really. I mean, it's not the hottest.
Brandon Peters playing his eighth year of college football, or no? Is Brandon Peters still?
He's back.
Good for him. Wow, geez, he's been in college since I was in college. Holy smokes!
I mean, that's. I mean, if you can do it, you can do it. All right. Here's a couple other ones from our good friend Asher Lowe, the host of Locked On Badgers. He says that Nebraska will win two football games, and then he went back on that and got even hotter, saying Nebraska will win one football game this year. And he said, who was it? Who did he say was going to be the win? I think it was against Illinois. He gave them that home win against Illinois in week five of the season. So, Asher Lowe, not very high on the Huskers. His good friend Ben Kenny from BadgersWire.com, his hottest take, Indiana will finish third in the East.
I like that. I like that. It was right in line with, like, your Michigan record prediction. Like, that,
right,
you know, if Michigan's going down the elevator, someone's got to scoot off there. I think it's going to be the Hoosiers.
It could be. I mean, I guess I'm pretty high on the Hoosiers, as I am the founding member of the Michael Penix Jr. for Heisman fan club.
Yeah,
and the fact that I think Michigan could go 3-5 with one of those losses being to Indiana. So, there we go. I think the hottest take we got, though. Oh, also, shout out my man, Zach Parnes. Hawkeyes shock Happy Valley and take down Penn State. Okay. I mean, I mean, some of these, you know, nothing can compare to Rutgers winning over a game and a half.
Yeah.
But here's one that's pretty spicy, and this comes from our man Patrick Rung from Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska loses against Ohio State. That's not that's not the hotness. Yes. The hotness is then the Huskers run the table, get the Buckeyes in Indianapolis, and they lose again. But still, for Nebraska to make the Big Ten title game, that would be some fire.
Just banging out wins against Nebraska, Northwestern, Penn State, Illinois, Iowa, Purdue, Minnesota to cap off the season, just get repopped against Ohio State. I absolutely love that.
I love that. That would also be an incredible visual for Nebraska to do that, go 7-1 through the regular season, get to the Big Ten title game and think, oh my God, we have a shot of winning the Big Ten championship. And Ohio State just saying, nah, sorry, pal. Like, no,
I do love that at the end of his tweet, he says, like, it's not service of the sun hot take, but still, like, no, that's a pretty hot take, man. That's pretty good. Don't sell yourself short here. You brought the heat, man.
Yeah, Patrick, that was very, very hot. So thank you to everybody for coming in and giving us your hot takes on this Friday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. No hotter take than to the hot take king here on the Locked On Big Ten show. It is Matt Sheehan, the co-host of Locked On Spartans. Rutgers over a game and a half
wins
year. Also,
victories
to Elias Hunter for coming on and just spewing the hotness.
Yeah, just one time for baby Hunter. There we go, baby.
Absolutely love it. So, folks, this has been your week on the Locked On Big Ten show. Until we talk on Monday, have a splendid weekend.